The June 3, 2019 massacre took place after the ouster of Sudan's longtime military ruler Omar al-Bashir in April that year. The military council took over after the Bashir administration was toppled and started negotiations with the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition, a major force behind the democratic revolution in Sudan. Street protesters continued demanding a total exit of the military from power and that a fully civilian government be installed. On that day, Amnesty International says, thousands of peaceful protesters had camped outside the military headquarters in the capital Khartoum, demanding transition to a civilian government when they were attacked using bullets, whips, sticks, and tear gas by a combination of security forces from the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, the National Intelligence and Security Service, NISS, and the police. At least 100 protesters were killed, according to Amnesty. Sudanese activists and human rights groups say the death toll was much higher. Sahar al-Juzuli, a member of Abu Adam Resistance Committee, one of the organizers of today's protest, says her group started the day by burning tires.
Burnt tires are a symbol of our revolution from day one. The first message we have is to remind ourselves that the violent dispersal of the June 3rd, 2019 sit-in was not aimed at killing those who were killed. The aim was to kill our revolution itself and kill our demands. But our demands remain the same today. In fact, with the coup, we escalated our demands. Today, our message is no negotiation, no partnership, and no compromise with the military.
Back in August 2019, civilians did reach an agreement with the military on a civilian-military transitional government. The civilian-led government appointed a committee to investigate the June 3rd massacre headed by prominent Sudanese lawyer Nabil Adib. Adib told this program last year, 2 years after the massacre, that his office lacked the necessary technical and human resources to complete the investigation and that some security agencies in Sudan were not cooperating with the investigation. The military staged a coup against the civilian-led government of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok in October last year. In March this year, Adib released a statement saying security forces stormed his office and occupied it, announcing that his work had effectively come to a halt. South Sudan in Focus reached out several times to Adib via phone calls and through WhatsApp messages for comment on the third anniversary of the massacre, but did not get a response. Khartoum-based protester and human rights defender Riel Moaz says the memory of the massacre weighs heavy on her heart as she takes part in today's protests.
It's a heavy day for us, to be honest, frankly. But the message that we're sending now is that we need to abolish the impunity of security forces here in Sudan. The military institution and the Rapid Support Forces and all of the security forces that was part of the dispersal of the sitting needs, justice needs to be served.
Moaz says she also finds strength in remembering those who were killed while struggling to achieve freedom, peace, and justice in Sudan.
The memory itself, it gives us more power to continue our fight to end the military interference with politics in Sudan. Because what happened on the 3rd of June is a direct result of that.
Khartoum Resistance Committee member Osman Haider says he and other protesters are determined to reverse the military coup and complete Sudan's transition to democratic and civilian rule.
We are going to protest and putting down barricades all over the streets to send a message to the military council that we are carrying on our revolution till we get what we want till we achieve our goals. We are trying to bring back justice, peace, freedom, civilian government.
The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum tweeted Friday morning, quote, on the third anniversary of the Khartoum massacre, the Troika calls on the military authorities to hold those responsible accountable and security forces to refrain from excessive violence against peaceful protesters, end quote. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.